Yes, he lines up this last shout. Nice to see you.
How are we, guys? How was your weekend?
Just a crowd.
Is it too late to say how was your weekend?
Yeah, probably.
What's today?
Wednesday?
Yep.
It's a nothing day, Wednesday.
It stops at Tuesday, that question.
It does, doesn't it? You can't really, it's too early to say, what are you doing on the weekend?
Wednesday is that day. It's called hump day for a reason.
Hey, Cameron, if they were to erect a bronze statue of Cameron Mooney outside the place where you did your best work, just like they're doing with Kevin Bartlett outside the MCG, where would that bronze statue go?
Would probably be on a wheelie cart, just following some nightclubs around Melbourne.
On a wheelie cart.
There may have been a few there, Mark.
Not I down Cadinia Parkway.
Did my best work.
Not down there. Not Alley Cat, surely.
I've never been to Alley Cat, funny enough.
There's an SMS before that said, if we're going to do this, Marco, that very question, put statues of people's finest work at the front of the venues, then surely there's got to be a statue of Doom at the front of Metro.
Yeah, he was very good
with his
motorcycle parked inside the foyer.
Yes.
he drove it through the front doors.
And throwing the keys to the bouncer.
Yes! The bouncer came over to say, what are you doing, mate? And he threw the keys at him.
And he said, I'll see you in an hour.
I want to see that statue.
It's one of the great moments in life.
I'll tell you what, we might take a few calls on it. We might just take a few calls. Just take three or four, but match up statues to place of best work in the sporting
keep it clean.
World, please.
Keep it clean.
Keep it nice.
Cam, what have you seen? What have you seen?
I'll tell you what I did see on the weekend, and because it's looking at maybe they won, everyone's going, oh, they're jumping on board. But Melbourne really is, if you have a look at their list.
You're jumping on board.
I am, I'm jumping on board. But if you have a look at their list, I had a really, really good look at it, I guess, over the last couple of days. The under 24 and under, you know, who they've got.
Yep.
And what they've been building over there for the last few years under Paul Roos. And Simon Goodwin, you know, the apprenticeship that he has done, you know, one under Thompson and now under Roos, is absolutely, you couldn't have asked for two premiership coaches to go under. He's got Brendan McCartney there to help him along as well. But you look at this under 24 list of what they've got over the next 5 to 6 years in particular. I mean, McDonald down back, absolute brilliant.
He's a beauty.
Absolute gun. I mean, your book ends with McDonald and Hogan. He's just spectacular. He's only 23. Now you got Salem. Now we're still waiting on Salem, but he's only 20 years of age.
Plenty of class.
Look through the middle. Gawn is 24. Then you go to Viney, Stretch, Oliver, Bug, Neil Bullen, Tyson. Not bad.
That's a good group.
Down forwards, you've got Hogan, Harms, just kicked four on the weekend. Petrarca, just your boys are about to get him on. Rising Star.
Yeah.
Brayshaw, Kent. I really like the cut of his jib.
Yes, good jib cutting.
You know, there's 14 players under the age of 24 and under. I mean, that is how you build premiership teams. Premiership lists.
Anyone else still hanging around, you know, in the twos, not quite breaking in, that we've got to look out
for
as well?
I spoke with somebody down in the know there, and they said there are there's a few kids who still haven't even played yet who are going to be really good players for this football club. So if you are a Melbourne supporter and you're probably sitting there going, oh, we've heard all this before, I think you really are finally on the right track.
It hasn't been like this.
They set a direction and they stuck with it. And yes, there's been a lot of bumps along the way and a lot of probably steps backwards to go forwards. But what we are seeing with this young list, and we're seeing them on a weekly basis now really perform. And young Viney will be, you know, Jones has just been absolutely spectacular, but Viney will be their next captain, and he's just going to hopefully finally take this club to a premiership.
And you talk about the Melbourne supporters listening, Moons, and saying, oh, you've heard all this before. It's never been like this.
It hasn't.
It's never been this good. And you talk about the under-23s. I mean, you look at the under-20s, under-19s even at the moment. You've got three Rising Star nominees in 9 weeks. So when you've got a whole generation of stars coming through that have just started, just scratched the surface.
Did Billy Stretch get a nomination, or has he been nominated?
Not yet.
Tell you what, stiff not to get on the weekend. I know Petrarca was fantastic, but Stretch was, Ox and I, we did the game.
Yeah.
We had him just about best of field. We thought he was sensational.
How old's Harms? You mentioned him.
Harms,
how old is
20?
He? Jeez.
20.
Four goals kicked on the weekend.
Took me about 7 years for a kick four goals. Done it already. But it really is. So, yeah, I'm just really happy for the way this list is starting to build now. And you know, and what they, and like I said, they've still got some more coming through. Brayshaw obviously didn't play on the weekend. These are the guys who basically, except for Brayshaw and Salem, they're the only ones who didn't play on the weekend.
Yeah. So, no, they've done a hell of a job putting this list together, and they've done it cleverly. They've traded for some of these picks. They've got rid of priority picks and got 2-for-1 deals, which have turned out to be really, really good for them. They've been very clever in this rebuild, this administration, this particular administration for the Ds.
Moons, when everything goes wrong on field, and I'm talking about people being knocked out, I always like to ask your opinion when this stuff is happening, when the tough stuff is happening. Mm. People have been talking about sin bins and send-off rules and red cards and all that kind of stuff. What is your view on this?
Look, I've been with Half a bit. I'm not a huge fan of it, but the more and more we talk about it, the more and more it's more than likely going to happen.
Yeah.
And we're going to get something like it. But
do you reckon?
I reckon one day.
You know how we all jump at shadows in this industry sometimes.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, if I'm playing against you, Half, and this is the only reasoning that I can come up with, if I'm playing against you and if I do an act that makes you go off the ground, whether it be for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or the match, I'm off for the same time. So if your team's a man down for 10 minutes because you've got to go off and get some stitches,
yep,
and then you've come back on, I have to go off for 10 minutes. But if you're off for the match like we saw on the weekend with Gaff, then Jonas goes off for the match.
So you'd be happy with that?
I would be happy with that.
What about...
I'm not happy with red cards or sin bins or...
Well, you're effectively doing that, though.
I was just saying, though, as long as... But if you came back up, if you came on and I got done for the match, well, I haven't really disadvantaged you and your team for a match, have I? So I shouldn't be disadvantaged for a match.
So it's only for reportable offences or... malicious offences, yeah, or malicious.
This is the problem. This is where you get the judging part.
Because if we're going for a ball and I turn my hip,
well, anytime
and
an umpire thinks, well, that is an absolute reportable offence, then that's probably the scenario that I'm talking about.
This is
about.
When the bunkers, your bunker comes in, Marco. This is when you need your bunker.
The bunker needs to be there for this to work. The bunker needs to be in place with people who are qualified to make those decisions,
people
whether
who are
it be
consistent.
A sin bin situation where it's all right, it's bad, but it's not that bad, or it is no more. You're not playing anymore, kid. That's it. You're off forever. I think the only way you could do it and
imagine
do it properly.
Imagine the sin bin rule coming. Imagine just charging out after your 10 minutes.
That'd be awesome. You would love.
You'd be that fired up. You get back out there. You get straight back in the sin bin.
9429 1116. If you want to make comment, Stuart and Nick, we're going to get to you soon about the statues that fit where. But let's get to Stevie Boy in North Ringwood. G'day, Steve.
Yeah, how are you, Marco?
Good, man.
Stevie.
I've not so much an issue with Melbourne's list. I think they missed the second tall key forward. Yeah, Hogan's a beauty, but they missed that second tall one and that's the second tall defender. Yeah, like if you look at...
Yeah, look, he just dropped out on us there, but yeah, completely right. I mean, I've got them down in here in their areas, basically. And as far as backs, I've got McDonald and Salem. And McDonald's obviously the only big key defender. I know his younger brother's down there and did some really good things on the weekend. Frost is a guy that's been thrown from both ends.
Yeah.
So, yes, they are missing that other big young key defender. Gar's down there doing a pretty good job.
Like a Hurley would be handy.
And the other key forward. I mean, that's where Dawes was supposed to be that person for the next few years until they got these young kids coming through. But unfortunately, Dawes just hasn't been able to get out there because of his body.
Thanks, Stevie. Graham is next in Box Hill. G'day, Graham.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Just on this whole send-off push, if he turns around and gets sent off, surely you can't punish him twice by sending him off, then reporting him, and then giving him games.
Well, it depends how bad the offence is.
I reckon you might be able to do that.
Yeah, no issue here.
If there's an equalisation part of the reportable MRP send-off situation, then absolutely you could do that. If that's what the game wants, if that's what the hierarchy, the HQ want, to equalise the contest if there's been an act that has caused one player to come off the ground and therefore the team that has caused that act have advantage, then I imagine that would be absolutely part of it.
There is obviously a sin bin rule in rugby league. Now, I'm not sure if those guys have ever been reported, or they can be. I'll ask you both.
Yep.
If Tom Jonas was sent off when he did his act for the whole game, would you be happy that the 6 weeks was back to 3 or 4 weeks? If he was penalised in the game, would he cop the same amount of weeks as in six, or would you be happy with, you've missed 3 quarters of the game or whatever he would have missed?
No, I don't think you can put 3 quarters onto a guy's suspension.
Right. So 3 quarters and six.
I just think you just get your six.
Well, I'm not sending him off in the first place, so I'm anti this rule.
Yes.
If there was,
I think that could come into calculation.
Righto.
Which would take away what Stevie was saying. You don't get punished as bad the second time.
Graham, that was Graham. Thank you, Graham.
Oh, sorry, Graham.
Joe is in Coburg. One more, and then we'll get the Stewie and Nick in a tick. G'day, Joe.
How are you, boys? Look, it's not going to work. I just get my worst player to take out the opposition's best player. How's that equal?
Yeah, but players aren't going out there to do that.
This is why I don't like the rule.
This is what you got to understand. I mean, as silly and as bad as it was by Jonas, and this is where I don't agree with, they might say it was intentional. He didn't line him up 30 metres away going, I'm going to knock this guy's head off.
Yeah.
It was a split-second decision. He got there late.
I'm going to make you earn it.
I'm going to make you earn it, but he got there late. He put his arm up to protect himself to try, and I think he was right. He's trying to hit him across the back or the shoulder.
Did you just say he put his arm up to protect himself? Is that what you just said?
Well, you're allowed to protect yourself when you run into a
player. Is that what you just said?
This is Moon's world.
Cameron.
I'm not saying he got it right. I'm saying he got it completely wrong.
I'm saying he got it wrong. Your thoughts.
I'm saying, he runs in there with his face out and runs straight into him.
But he didn't have to get his forearm up and push it forward into his head.
He made a complete and utter mess of it and got him in the head.
Hey, you did say you can brace yourself out of
fear. No worries with bracing, but pushing forward with your head, your forearm into some bloke's head is not bracing.
It was a big brace.
More from Cameron Moody soon. Nick and Stewie, hang on. 9429 1116.
Particularly when you grow up in the shadows of the MCG, and I lived in Lennox Street, Richmond, and played my first game at the G, and I suppose all my milestones at the G, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and my last game there as well. That. One day you're going to have a statue around the MCG, which has played a huge part in my life, in my sporting life, and it is a great honour.
If you've just popped in the car and you're on your way home from work, Kevin Bartlett is getting a statue on the outskirts of the MCG. The biggest honour, we believe, in sport, without a doubt. Moons, and you would have been just as exciting when you heard it as well.
He does deserve it. I mean, we always have a bit of fun with KB, and I heard you guys on the way in. You're right. He loves giving it. He loves taking it. He likes all that banter, and he's a stirrer. But he is an absolute legend, and he is a terrific man. One of the funniest blokes I've ever met. So.
Yeah, he's a good fella.
Well deserved. Well done, Kevin.
Great company. Absolutely. Now we put out the call on 9429 1116 a little while ago. If there was to be a statue of a sporting person outside the place where they've done their best work, just like for KB, the MCG.
Yep.
Where would those places be? Let's find out. Stuart's in Moorabbin. G'day, Stewie. That's you, Stu.
Yeah, how you going? I'd have a statue of Cameron Mooney.
Where would you have it?
Outside the MCG, sitting on the bench with a North Melbourne jumper on.
Oh, Stewie.
Jeez, such a harsh man.
Tough.
What were you doing at 19, by the way, Stu?
Yeah! Bang!
Still sucking on your mum's boobs.
Two!
Boom, boom, boom! Top that, says Moondog.
Nick's, yeah! Nick's in West Footscray. G'day, Nick.
I go half.
Nicky?
I'm not sure if today's the day to call Bulldust, but that story Moon's opened up with about Dermot at the Metro.
Yes, don't ruin a good story, Nick.
Yeah, no, it was partly right. He did bring the bike into the Metro, but in terms of him throwing keys to bouncers and doing all of that, very unlikely. I worked there for about 10 years, and he was like a little sheep in there, because prior to that incident, he came down to the boxing gym down at Skinner Reserve in Sunshine, and that same bouncer that he threw the keys to knocked him straight on his bum.
Well, he's a boxer. Well,
never heard that story.
Never heard that story.
All right, mate.
The throwing of the keys is the highlight. You've got to keep that in.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's true or not.
It's true.
Well, good.
It is true.
Well, your mate Nick says he's not.
Don't listen to Nick. Michael is in Boronia. G'day, Mick.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I'd like to see Cooper Cronk, Craig Bellamy, Cam Smith, and Billy Slater put at the Rectangle Stadium, because I reckon what they've done for Melbourne Storm, they deserve it more than a lot of other players.
100%.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. In fact, I'd be disappointed if there wasn't one.
Well, that's got to happen. Those four. If they win a premiership, let's say this year, 2016, great win on Monday night, by the way.
Was it ever?
If they win, the city of Melbourne would get that up and going, wouldn't it? A four-man statue out the front.
Be an excellent statue.
Oh, no-brainer.
Yeah.
Did you just say rectangular stadium?
Probably.
It's Amy Park, man.
Yeah, it's Amy Park.
It's Amy Park.
Amy Park are pumping money in to support sport.
Does that mean you can get on the other side one of Archie?
Oh, Arch. Now, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, why not?
I'm happy to have Archie there, 10 years.
That all makes sense.
Arch. He's the most prolific figure we've had in Melbourne Victory history.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I think A-League history.
Possibly, A-League history.
Without question. Yes.
So he deserves a statue. Let's get him a statue.
I like it. Thank you, Mick. Tomo's on the road. G'day, Tomo.
Hi, boys.
Tomo.
Dermot's statue outside the underground.
The underground. Did you see him doing some of his finest in there, did you?
Oh, just standing up on that top level with that big diamond earring in his ear, waiting for the girls to come to him every night.
The big diamond earring.
Diamond earring and the blonde curly Malay.
The Malay.
Yeah.
You got ears pierced, mates? Did you?
I got one on a footy trip. Lasted about
a
week.
You ever run the big diamond?
Lasted a week. No.
Like Derm?
No.
Yeah. You know when you go to the supermarket and you're waiting in line to get your chorizo sausage and your bacon and all that kind of stuff, you have to take a number?
Yes.
That sort of stuff was happening for Dermot. You would actually have to take a number once you got up to the stairs.
He'll get you when he's ready.
And you had to wait. Number 33, please. Number 33. Nick is in Narre Warren. G'day, Nick.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Good. Thank you, Nick.
That's the way. It's Mick.
Ah, but, good, Mick.
All this hoo-ha about Melbourne, boys. What about a statue of Norm Smith right next to their 1964 premiership, mate? Just to remind them of the Norm Smith curse.
I reckon they've got one up there.
Norm's already there.
Norm's there.
Norm's there. Yeah.
Norm's at the MCG.
Actually, we did a little bit of research as we were in the ad break, and KB will be the 7th AFL player. Is that correct?
That's correct,
Daniel.
Or VFL football, Australian Rules football.
Yeah,
football,
go through them, Daniel, because I reckon not everyone knows. Moons and I had trouble getting 6 and 7.
Actually, you should almost make this a segment.
I'm putting Norm in a category of legendary coaches as opposed to legendary footballers.
But
why isn't Jock McHale there then? Go on, anyway.
Victoria Park.
Don't
worry about it. He's a parade boy.
No, he's not. Yeah, go on.
No, but he should. But that's if you're going to be. He's at Victoria Park.
Let's go.
Ron Barassi's there. Dick Reynolds is there. Lee Matthews is there. John Coleman is there.
Mm-hmm.
Who did I miss?
Jimby.
Hayden Bunton is there.
Jim Bob.
And Jim Steins is the most recent one. He's there on the Avenue of Legends.
Harvey.
Kevin Butler will be the 7th.
He'll be number 7. Harvey's in Glen Waverley. G'day, Harv.
G'day. How's it going?
Very well.
That's good. Brendan Favola. That's you outside the Royal Hotel at Richmond. Every time he was injured, that's where he spent all his time.
Which hotel?
The Royal.
The Royal.
Was he?
Why wouldn't you go to a pub with no one, you know, you could kind of hide out?
Could never hide out.
No, Fev
wasn't
hiding.
That's a really good point. G'day, Fev. I know you listen.
Because he ran the dreadlocks too for a long time too, so he's not hiding anywhere, Fev.
Well, those dreadlocks didn't look right.
The Fevalenko.
Now, two other callers been hanging on for ages want to talk about the D's and other stuff. John is in Ascot Vale. G'day, Johnny.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Very well.
That's great. Just touching on the Melbourne Football Club Young Stars, there's one player that's been playing in the VFL that's been kicking goals every week so far this year, Sam Wiedemann. He's going to be a pretty good player for us, I reckon, over the next few years with Jesse Hogan up forward.
Yes, that's what they're saying. The grandson of Murray Wiedemann, the son of Mark
Rodney Hogg was talking about him yesterday. He was very upset that he wasn't a magpie.
Yeah, that is correct.
It just dawned on
him. That is correct. He's also at the D's.
Yes, he is, and there is high hopes.
What's he, 18 years old?
18 years of age. He's 6'5". What have they got him here? 91 kilos.
Sorry, yeah, he's a key forward. Champion data have got him
put another
key forward.
5 kilos on top
How
of that.
How old's Trengo, by the way? He's been getting a lot of disposals in the twos.
20,
should I say that? The VFL. Lots of disposals in the
VFL. Sad this young man. He's 24 years of age. So it's sad he's been almost forgotten about, Jack, hasn't he, the last few years?
He has. Marie's in Berwick. G'day, Marie.
There are Banks and Darren Mullane at Ventura Buses. Rest in peace, Mullane. But I rang up about something else. Cam, you said that you don't think players go out to take other players out. The year before last, North beat Hawthorn. The following year, Hodge and Lewis took out Goldstein and Swallow. They didn't take out Joe Average. Was that just a mighty coincidence that arguably the best two players for North
Marie,
got
do you think they put names up on the board and go, right, this week we're going to go out there and try and king hit Goldstein and all that? Do you actually think that actually happens inside footy clubs?
Did you see what happened to Mason Cox before the game?
Yes.
Were they going up, shaking him hands, wishing him good luck?
No,
that's not taking him out.
That's not taking him out.
That's not taking him out, Marie.
That's just trying to intimidate him.
I enjoy your argument. That's not taking him out. That's just trying to intimidate.
For what it's worth, I agree with you. I believe there are names up on whiteboards. And I also believe that they went down there to smash people's hands and do all that bad stuff.
Well, that's different.
There's a little club here, Marie. It's called the AFLX Footballer Club, and they don't give away their secrets.
You are full of absolute garbage.
Whiteboard names. In fact, they put targets up there.
Absolutely garbage.
It's true, isn't it?
Garbage, Marco. And you peddling that story does you no service.
Tell me it's true.
No credit at all.
Tell me it's true. If we go off air, if we go to a break, and you tell me it's true in the break, you are both disgusting, despicable people.
Look, just once, all right?
And you've let
just
all
once.
Doesn't happen.
Oh, Moons, you're a star, mate.
Right on, guys.
Great fun having you in every single Wednesday, and we'll catch you next time.